This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, it's been a wild 24 hours for the Baltimore Orioles. They're getting ready to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, 6 o'clock pre-season or spring training baseball. Let's head down to Florida and go to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we are a three-hour flight away from where we sit. It's been a weird day. And just to go through the timeline quickly. Yeah, weird 24 hours. Grayson Rodriguez says he wasn't feeling great in the pen. They let him pitch. His velocity was down. After the game, he says he felt sluggish, but he's okay. Brandon Hyde's an hour late for the game. He doesn't really say, he didn't get to see him pitch, so he didn't really comment after the game. Now today he's got some tricep soreness. Just your thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, certainly a convoluted situation here. Obviously, when Rodriguez was putting out the velocity readings that he had yesterday, there was a base level of concern. You never want to see that from a guy who's, you know, averaging 96 last year, throwing 93.5 in that start with even an 89.5 mile per hour fastball, which felt like the most telling pitch to me. Mm-hmm. That something was at least up. I mean, he wasn't throwing at 100% velocity, but certainly, you know, coming out saying you're feeling sluggish, that there obviously was a chance that there was something more to it than that. He comes out today, tricep soreness being evaluated. So I think the concern level is up at this point. It's all kind of up in the air. We're not going to get a concrete update on what exactly is going on until tomorrow. But, you know, he came into camp trying to tweak his mechanics, take some pressure off of his lat, which is obviously what has cost him several months, two of the last three seasons, getting used to that, trying to temper his velocity early in camp after coming in throwing 100 on day one. So, you know, this is day one last year, I should say. So, you know, he's making a lot of changes this year to try and prepare himself for a long season. And I don't know if it will all at once just kind of happening, but there's a lot of layers to this right now, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
We were flabbergasted, honestly, by Brandon Hyde's response to this yesterday. And albeit, as Ken said, we're detached here. But, like, for a kid who's of this much importance to the organization and one who is coming out and saying, yeah, I didn't feel right in the bullpen. Nothing was right there anyway. You know what I mean? I like, we all know what he said. For him to leave after 33 pitches and for the manager not like to be that cavalier about it, and then I'm assuming Mike Elias or Sig or other people were there. Like, are you sort of surprised that, like, that's how they handled this?
I think that, you know, it's just so early that right now with a lot of time left before the season, they didn't want to jump to anything. I mean, they're obviously dealing with Gunnar Henderson's situation right now. Andrew Kittredge is hurt. So to pile a Grayson Rodriguez injury on top of it, you know, it was probably something that, you know, maybe you see how he feels the next day and kind of go from there. So, you know, with Hyde getting there in the middle of the game, certainly a tough ask to have all of the information that he needed right at that point. But certainly, expecting to get more of some concrete answers here by tomorrow.
The thing that jumped out to me, Matt, was A, you already knew that he wasn't feeling well during the bullpen, but why was he allowed to face two more batters after giving up that double on the 89.5 mile per hour pitch? Like, that's alarm should really be going off after that.
Yeah, I mean, they, like you said, they knew that going into the outing that he wasn't feeling right, so maybe they thought it was just a mechanical thing. You know, I don't know what Grayson was telling the coaches exactly about how he was feeling, if he was just saying it was a mental thing, just saying it was a mechanical thing. You know, he said it felt like the game was speeding up on him. So, what exactly was said between those two sides? Can't know for sure. Athletes love to compete, and they don't want to have to go off the field until they're told not to. So, maybe there's a layer to that. I don't really know. I don't want to speculate too much, but certainly it's something that I think we're going to get more answers on as things kind of unfold here.
Talking to Matt Weirich, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Matt, you alluded to Andrew Kittredge. It sounds like he's getting second and third opinions. That's usually because the first opinion's not good. So he's the one major bullpen addition. That's kind of ominous, the second and third opinion thing.
Yeah, and also because Brandon Hyde has indicated he would be in the saves mix with Felix Bautista not going to be pitching on back-to-back days or more than one inning at a time, at least in this first half. So certainly they had high hopes for him this year, being a right-handed option to kind of complement some of the lefties that they've got in the back end that they're excited about. But this is going to put more of an onus on some other guys like Yennier Cano, who his righty-lefty splits really became stark last year. Sir Anthony Dominguez certainly has had ups and downs throughout his career and just his Orioles tenure. So it's not ideal. Certainly it's the guy that they brought in to be a major piece of their bullpen. But, right now, like you said, when they're getting second opinions, it's usually not a good sign.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Gunner. Anytime somebody, I it seemed to be from the tenor of questions, and you were there and we weren't, that's sort of the whole specter of, opening day roster, maybe not, seemed to kind of come from them. And anytime we're barely into March and you got someone dropping injury news on you and saying, oh, yeah, and we're very, very hopeful he's on the opening day roster. I don't know. I've been doing this a long time. That tells me there's a very real chance this person is not ready for the opening day roster. Just sort of your sense of the progress of this from a nothing burger tweak to where it stands now.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, Hyde was asked yesterday point blank, do you feel good about him making the opening day roster? And that's when he said the very, very hopeful quote. So it wasn't wasn't an automatic yes. It wasn't a, you know, jumping to say that it's going to happen. Obviously didn't want to provide a guarantee. I think important context to know, an intercostal strain being those muscles within the ribs, typically if it's a grade one, which you don't know the exact grade of the strain, but it's been described as mild, typically that return for MLB players on average is between 21 and 25 days, which is pretty much right in line with when he suffered the injury and when opening day is. So he's certainly in the window, in my opinion, to get back in that time, just based on past history of players who've had the same injury, up without knowing exactly how bad it is. But I think it's just something that, you know, with it being 3 weeks away, do they want to say, yes, it's going to happen, then it not happen? No, but, you know, certainly it's not what you want to hear right now, that your star shortstop is not going to be 100% go for opening day.
The problem with the 21 to 25 days now, though, is he's not built up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that would be like in season, and a guy like he hasn't even gotten his legs under him really yet, or I would think gotten nearly as far as much from a workload point as they would want, right? To start your season off an injury like that, having played so little before that, to me would seem ambitious.
I agree. I think it's more important for pitchers than it is for position players to get kind of built up, per se, get their timing right. You can simulate that in live bullpens, I think, a little bit better as far as a game environment for a hitter than you can for a pitcher. So I would feel better about him doing it than as opposed to, you know, a similar timeline for Grayson to be ready, because, you know, obviously the build up there at his arm and everything. So I honestly, if he doesn't play another game in the Grapefruit League this spring and just comes back for opening day, I would not be super shocked, and I don't think that should temper expectations really at all for him getting off to a good start, because I feel like those are things that you can kind of simulate on the backfield.
Well, Matt, hypothetically, let's just say he misses the first series of the first week of the season, and we know that Jorge Mateo is not going to be ready for opening day. Who's their shortstop?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a lot of options here. You know, if you want a one-for-one replacement, that the next shortstop is probably Levon Soto. I don't know how likely it is that he would be their opening day shortstop. I think the most likely case is probably that Jordan Westberg would get moved over. You know, he's a natural shortstop anyway. His numbers have actually fared much better in the major leagues at second base than they have at third base, at least as far as the analytics go. He's an up-the-middle player, and I think that you know, he could certainly fill in there. And then you give Kobe Mayo potentially a shot early in the season to kind of come out at third base. I don't think they would want to move Jackson Holliday off of second. He spent so much time putting in work there, a guy who's a lot less proven than Westberg and still kind of get his legs under him in the major leagues. So I would imagine they don't want to mess with that, but like, he could move over to short as well. You know, there are a lot of natural shortstops in this organization. But, you know, they might be – you know, it might only be a quick thing, so maybe they don't want to bring up Mayo for just, you know, a week or two, only to send him back down. I don't know. There's a lot of layers to it, similar with a lot of these situations and all the guys that they have in camp right now because they haven't had to make all the cuts. So there's a lot of different ways they could go with it. But if I had to guess, I would probably say that Westberg moving over to short is probably the most likely plan A.
Matt Wyrick covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. We were just saying a few days ago, spring training's been boring. Well, not anymore.
No drama.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Skipper did make it to the ballpark tonight, we think.
He's
good?
He's here. There? All right. Confirmed site.
Hey, that's progress. Progress.
Thanks,
man. We're getting there.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up next, T-Bone Time Take 2. It's TMI with TIM. And what is it that you got?
We can't shortchange Selden Miguel.
Never. Okay? Not on this show.
Selden Miguel is the Terps' big X factor. We'll explain on the other side.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.